Alright everybody, what is going on? Today I will be showing you how to install and download Drift Monkey's Street Legal Racing Redline Ultimate Edition. As you can see down here, but this is the old version and we're going to be deleting this right now. So, you're going to go into Discord. The Discord link will be in the description. There is no point of me to put Mediafire or whatever the fuck normal links. The best way you can get this game, including all of its future updates, because links go dead, and here they probably won't ever go dead. So the best way you can do it is joining the Discord from the link in the description. So when you enter the Discord, I'm guessing you might need to be accepted or something. You're going to go onto this section, right? You're going to go to SLR modding, right, and you're going to go down to SLR download. As you can see, you've got everything here. You've got the explanations and whatnot here. You've got updates and whatnot. This is the best way to get this game. So there we go, the newest update in the mall from the 26th of September. So this is quite new as the time of recording this video. You've got a little guide, extract the game where you want on your computer, but use 7-zip, okay. Launch the game for the first time if it crashes without error before the main menu, just insist. I'm not too sure what this means, but we'll see. And when on the main menu, first time, just close it and launch the resolution changer, set your resolution properly, and then you're ready. So, we go into we click the link, it will take you to this place, to Mediafire. Just gonna click download. Save it wherever you want. I would like it to be saved where I want to install the game, right in games. But first I must remove this, the old version. The long download begins. Holy shit, that is a very long download. So now, after you have downloaded the mod pack from the link, from Discord, from the description, as you can see, I've got WinRAR. As suggested in here, extract game where you want, using 7-zip only. Now I don't have a 7-zip, and I don't want to bother with downloading it right now, but I'm doing this at my own risk. If you want to be most sure, just download 7-zip and use it. If it doesn't work for me, I'll just get 7-zip, of course. So if you've not downloaded it where you want to install it like I have, I will just go and click extract here. I'm just going to use extract here because I want it to be installed in here. But if you haven't downloaded it somewhere else and you want to install it to a place where you, for example, not the place where it's downloaded, what am I talking about? You're just going to click on extract files. You just find the folder you want to be installing this shit. And you just click on extract. Very simple. This is a full standalone mod pack. You don't need to add it into any different game, you just extract it and it's done. So, once you have finished with the extraction, I was planning on filming the whole thing, but then it said 24 minutes. I was like, that ain't happening, bro. We should follow the extraction guide, the little guide. Launch the game the first time. If it crashed without error before the main menu. Right. Okay, so I deciphered that. If the game crashes before the main menu without anything, you're just gonna play more and more and more until it works. So let's try that. Hopefully OBS doesn't fucking destroy the whole my whole universe. All right. It seems promising. All right, we just got a crash. Is this thing still working? Oh shit, it has the cooler intro, right? That's nice. The one from the trailer, the intro from the trailer. Oh, what the fuck? Yo, we got some changes here, bro. Yes, I want to exit. So that is how, you see, it took a very, very long time to load. And then it loaded. So if we follow the thing, launch, if it crashed without error, then the main just insist. That's what we did. Went on the main menu first time, close, just close and launch MWM to the... So we're going to resolution changer, and what we want is 1920 1080, save, and that should be that. That is how you install and set up SLRR Drift Monkey Ultimate Edition, and it really is the Ultimate Edition. This is the newest, this is newer than my review, so you know, that's cool. But this is how you do it. Thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next one.